I want to all greet you very much to this last before the last, second to last presentation of Krishna's Leelas in Mathura. In the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a very interesting verse which tells us about the results of hearing attentively with faith about Krishna's pastimes. The hearing about Krishna's pastimes is compared with the deluge of water during the monsoon rains. It says, just hearing about Krishna's pastimes purifies our heart from all the accumulated dirt and misconceptions which have come there since many births and deaths.
Kaže se da samo slušanje o Krišnim zabavama čisti naše srce od razne prljavštine i pogrešnih koncepcija koje su se tu nakupile još mnogo života.
The example of monsoon rain is very good and I think very understandable here in Vrška Goranga.
Primjer monsunske kiše je jako dobar i mislim da ga mi ovdje na Vrškoj Gorangi svi jako dobro razumijemo.
In especially in Bengal, there are many ponds which are used for washing hands and washing bodies, so that often you find piles of human excretion on the edges of the ponds, and where you know humans who go there do their passing of you know what, and then wash themselves.
Malih jezeraca koji se koriste za pranje ruku i za pranje ljudskih tijela i na rubu tih jezeraca se nalaze ljudske izlučevine koje ostavljaju ljudi koji tu izbacuju i nakon toga što to učine oni se operu u tom jezeru.
And there's garbage around these ponds.
I na rubovima uokolo tih jezeraca nalaze se smeće.
And they have become during the year a breeding place of mosquitoes who transfer malaria diseases.
I tokom godina ta mjesta su postala gojilišta komaraca koji se tu uroje i oni prenose mnoge zarazne bolesti kao što su malarija.
Dangerous places, these ponds.
Ta jezera su opasna mjesta.
But then the monsoon comes.
Ali onda dođe monsun.
And it fills the ponds and then it clarifies the ponds.
On prvo ispuni svježom vodom jezerca, a nakon toga ih potpuno pročisti.
They become full of water and then go over their limitations and they wash all the stool and the garbage into something like little rivers which then enter into the river Ganga and are flushed to the ocean where the water renews itself.
Nakon što se voda pročisti u jezercu, jezerce se toliko napuni da se prepuni i onda ta voda se prelije i ponese sa sobom sva ta izmet i sve to smeće i onda se formiraju tako male rječice koje idu dalje i sve se to uliva u rijeku Gangu i zatim rijeka Ganga sve to sapere, povuče sa sobom u okean i kada uđe u okean ta voda se ponovno.
And after some time, the ponds are totally clear, healthy, no malaria anywhere. Dobro.
I nakon nekog vremena, ta jezera su potpuno čista, potpuno su zdrava, nigdje nema nikakve prljavštine, niti malo.
In this example, the pond is our heart, which is often full of contaminations.
U ovom primjeru, jezera predstavlja naše srce, koje je često prepuno nečistih stvari. stvari, prljavštine.
And hearing about Krishna, his wonderful qualities and activities is like the monsoon rain which washes the ponds of our hearts free from the dirt.
I slušanje o Krišnim osobinama i aktivnostima je poput monsunske kiše koja opročisti i potpuno odnese svu prljavštinu iz našeg srca.
So today I really request you to know we are not just hearing an interesting story, we are engaging in spiritual heart cleaning.
Stoga danas želim da svi znamo da ne slušamo samo interesantnu priču, već zapravo učestvujemo u duhovnom čišćenju svoga srca.
This is therapeutic hearing.
Ovo je terapeutsko slušanje.
Just hearing this and I'm you know, it's not my own talk, it's Shukadev Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami's narration of Krishna Leela. Just hearing this Krishna Leela makes your spiritual life very easy. You just have to sit there and have your two ushis then the rest will happen automatically.
I kada slušamo o Krišnim zabavama, to nisu moje riječi, to nije moj govor. To su pripovjedanja, odnosno naracije Šukadeva Gosvamija, Sanatana Gosvamija i Jiva Gosvamija. I te riječi jednostavno mi samo čine naš život lakši. Mi samo trebamo dođemo i da uključimo svoja dva uha, slušamo i onda će te riječi pročistiti, odnijeti svu prljavštinu iz naše srce.
Yes. Gauranandini, you just need to listen to this and let the monsoon stream enter your heart and you will be a pure soul when you leave this. It's a good process. Yes.
Gauranandini, ti trebaš samo sjediti i slušati ove priče o Krišnim zabavama i dopustiti da poput monsunskog potoka ili struje, one uđu u tvoje struje, u tvoju u srce i pročiste, odnosno spreti u zemlju.
Gauranandini asked a very good question. Can you promise that?
Gauranandini je upitala veoma važno pitanje. Da li to možeš obećati?
Yes.
Da.
But you have to bring three qualifications with you.
Ali, zato, treba sponiti sa sobom, odnosno donijeti.
Don't worry, I think everyone has these qualifications here. The first qualification is you must have faith. And then the second is you must make an endeavor to stay attentive. And the third is the full purification takes place when you do this regularly. But see, since all of us chant regularly the holy names, even after the summer camp, I think we can promise this. So let us start with the holy name. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh Krishna, 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 Nitai, Nitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yesterday we had heard how Krishna battled with Chanura, the strongest wrestler of the demon Kamsa, who had the order from his master to kill Krishna by in that wrestling match. We had been amazed how Krishna, in the midst of dealing deadly blows, looked extremely serene and peaceful, smiling all the time.
Bili smo zapanjeni kako je Krishna usred zadavanja smrtonosnih udaraca istovremeno izgledao spokojno i mirno.
The ladies in the arena had pointed this out to themselves and said, "Look at Krishna's face. It is covered with drops and perspirations, but in sweetness it resembles a lotus covered with morning dew."
Dame u areni su rekla jedna drugoj, pogledajte Krišnino lice, prekriveno je sa kapicom znoja, ali u svojoj slatkoći on sliči na lotusov cvijet koji je prekriven jutarnjom rosom.
But look at the contrast, his brother Balaram, who has a white complexion, is so angry that his eyes are glowing like red copper.
Ali pogledajte kontrast, njegov brat Balaram, koji ima bijelu put, je tako ljut da su mu oči crvene, zažarene od sržbe i izgledaju crvena poput bakra.
To us it seems that Balaram manifests the fiery effulgence of Krishna.
Nama se čini da je Balaram pokazao, manifestirao vatreni sjaj Krishne.
We all remember how yesterday Chanura felt desperate as he was fighting with Krishna and in a surprise move took his both hands and with redoubled strength brought his fists down on Krishna in a desperate last attempt to kill his opponent.
Sjećamo se svi kako smo čuli jučer kako je Chanura, koji je bio potpuno iscrpljen u svom zadnjem očajničkom pokušaju, sklopio ruke i sa poduplanom snagom spustio ih u velikom udarcu na Krišnino tijelo, pokušavajući još jednom očajnički da zada Krišnu smrtonosni udarac.
But Krishna had just grabbed the demon and whirled him around and around and around while smiling at his lotus, and not at his, he didn't, the demon didn't have a lotus face, at his fearful face, assuring him everything is all right, and then threw him out of the akara, the roped in area, and he flew like a torpedo and smashed down on the stony ground and died. Haribo.
Ali Krishna je samo uhvatio njegove ruke i zavrtio ih i vrtio ih u krug i vrtio ih istovremeno slatko se smiješeći gledajući Čanurino zaprepašteno užasnuto lice, uvjeravajući ga sve će biti u redu i onda ga je samo tako izbacio i Čanurino tijelo je poletilo kao torpedo prevalilo ogroman put iz akare, to je ono područje koje je bilo ograničeno sa konopcem i na kraju je to tijelo samo palo smrskavši se o kameni pod.
But this is too much for the audience to see.
Ali za publiku to je bilo nešto previše za vidjeti.
They feel that Krishna, who is more dear to them than their life, is brutally attacked.
Oni su osjećali da Krishna, koji je njima draži od njihovog samog života, je bio brutalno napadnut.
Imagine, we would take someone who's very dear, who looks like a little child and whom we all love very much, and then we would see him surrounded by tigers who would like to kill him. We would feel, oh, this is too much for us to see.
Sjetite se, kada bi uzeli neku dragu osobu koja nam je jako draga i veoma mala, kao malo dijete, kojeg svi jako volimo, kada bi tu osobu okružili krvoločni tigrovi koji žele da to dijete ubiju, mi bi se svi tako grozno osjećali prestrašeno u srcu.
So the ladies who are all great devotees of Krishna begin to chant four glorious verses about how impious Mathura is, where Krishna is attacked with deadly weapons, and how in contrast Vrindavan is so sweet because Krishna there simply goes with his flute herding cows.
I onda su dame mature koje su sve bile veliki bake gospodina počele da recitiraju četiri slavna stiha u kojima su opjevale kako je matura bezbožno mjesto, mjesto u kojem je Krišna napadnut sa smrtonosnim oružjem koje mu može donijeti smrt, a Vrindavan je tako slatko mjesto, divno mjesto u kojem Krišna bezbrižno hoda po šumama svirajući svoju flautu i
They say Vrindavan is so glorious when the women go out of their houses to fetch water in the wells. They see Krishna is just passing by, glancing at them lovingly.
One su rekle Vrindavan je tako slavan da žene koje žive u Vrindavanu samo izađu ispred praga svoje kuće da bi izašle i donijelo vodu sa bunara, a u tom trenutku Krishna samo prolazi sa kravicama i s ljubavlju tako baci pogled na njih.
And they talk about the gopis who are always singing with great attachment the glories of Krishna.
I pričalo se također o gopijama koje uvijek pjevaju sa velikom vezanošću o slavama Krishna.
When they milk the cows, they go, what is it? Govinda damo dadama daviti.
I dok su muzle svoje krave, pjevali su taj stih.
When they go behind the cows, or when they go to the cow dung to make fuel from it, they sing.
Dok su uzimali kravnu balegu da bi napravile od njih komade kao gorivo, onda su također i pjevali.
Govinda damo dadama daviti. When they take their babies on their swing, oh best musical group who's always attentive and never sleeps. When they sprinkle the ground with water, when the gopis clean their houses, they always sing. Govinda damo dadama daviti. 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 Oh my greedy tongue, don't you know that the name of Radha is like fresh new ambrosia? My greedy tongue, don't you know that the name of Krishna is like wonderful sweet and thickened milk? Now take the eyes of attachment and drink this drink of Radha and Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the devotees, Krishna's devotees in Mathura talk, Vrindavan is so glorious, but our town is so bad. Then in the morning the gopis in Vrindavan take their jarus, it means their brooms, and sweep the road, they see Krishna in his yellow dhoti passing by. And they sing with tears of love in their eyes the glories of Krishna. But we here in Mathura are cursed because out of fear of King Kamsa, we don't dare to sing Krishna's names loud. Are we not like mosquitoes leading a useless life? My dear devotees, this criticism of Belgrade and Zurich is appropriate. Where do we live? We live in graveyards. Grove or graveyards? Grobje, yes. We live in grobjes. Dead places.
To su mrtva mjesta.
No attachment to Krishna.
Nemamo vezanosti za Krishnu.
In comparison, Vrindavan is so much alive.
U usporedbi sa tim, Vrindavan je toliko živ.
There we can feel really good.
Tamo se možemo osjećati zaista dobro.
In Belgrade you can only feel agitated, not good.
U Beogradu se možete osjećati samo uznemireno, a ne dobro.
So they sing like this. They think like this. And they watch the matching, the wrestling match, and they see how Chanura punches Krishna, and they go, oh no, how can he do this? But it's strange, whenever Chanura's fist comes close to Krishna, it cannot really touch Krishna.
Ali čudno je zato što u svakom trenutku, svaki put kada Čanurina pesnica približi se Krišni, ona zapravo ne može da dotakne njegovo tijelo.
How can darkness touch the light of the candle?
Kako tama može dotaknuti svjetlost svijeće?
And whenever the iron fist comes close to Krishna, Krishna's hairs stand erect in joy because he likes to wrestle a little. When finally all the wrestlers, when the wrestlers are killed, and remember the other thousands of wrestlers, they had just run out of the wrestling arena. Everyone began to laugh. And the hired musicians who were making music were playing louder. At that time, Krishna said, let us show our real talents here. So he invited his friends who were sitting in the arena to come down so that they could really wrestle. And all the cowherd boys, you know, dressed with chadars and wonderful turbans, came shyly down. You know, some of them were very shy. They didn't want to be seen by these millions of people. So Krishna very lovingly went up the arenas, took his friends by the wrist and said, Ajde, let's go, and brought them down. And then Krishna started to wrestle with his cowherd boyfriends. And the sweet tinkling of Krishna's anchor bells made a nice music which relieved the tension in the atmosphere. For half an hour, Krishna wrestled with his friends, and sometimes he allowed himself to be wrestled to the ground. He was lying in the shoulder, on the shoulders, and he said, pounded the ground, enough, enough, I can't any longer. Kamsa was totally troubled at heart when he saw this wrestling match. Who is this boy? He kills my war elephant, who is strong like 10,000 elephants. He kills all the demons I sent to Braj. And now he is defeated by these little boys. I don't understand. The music became more joyous. The brahmanas got up and shouted, Sadhu iti, Sadhu iti, means excellent, excellent. There was only one person who was trembling with rage. Kamsa. He jumped up. He shouted to the musicians, stop! Did I pay you to praise my enemy? Why do you celebrate? Are you a Kamsadas or a Krishnadas? But they were just so joyful, they simply continued. This was too much. Kamsa jumped up and gave his orders. Listen very, very carefully. We have to get a demoniac sound here. Catch these two wicked sons of Vasudev. drive Krishna and Balaram out of the city. Take all the property from these cowherds. Arrest that fool Nanda. Quickly kill that most evil cheat Vasudev, who cheated me and didn't give me his 8 sons to kill him. And my father, Ugrasena. Kill him. He has sided with my enemy. But as Kamsa shouted his orders, no one listened to him. He waved his hands, a pathetic figure, just centimeters away from his death. As he was blaspheming Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna, who had been peaceful all this while and had been dancing in the arena, became so angry that his body began to tremble and his eyes turned red.
I dok je Kamsa radio sve to druge protiv Nande, Vasudeva i Devaki, Krishna, koji je do tog vremena veoma mirno plesao u areni i bio spokojan, počeo je da se postaje tako jako ljud, da je počeo da se trese od bijesa, a oči su mu se zažarile crvenom bojom od srcu.
You must know, Krishna only becomes angry when someone offends his devotees, otherwise not.
Morate znati, Krishna jedino postaje ljud kada neko vrijeđa njegove bhakte.
He had said this, as long as Hiranyakashipu does not touch Prahlad, he will live.
On je to rekao, sve dokle god Hiranyakashipu ne dotakne Prahlada,
But the moment Hiranyakashipu rises his sword to kill Prahlad, I will come and take care of him.
Ali onog trenutka kada Hiranyakashipu podigne i zamahne svojim mačem na Prahlada, ja ću doći i ubiti ga.
Krishna was prepared to forgive Kamsa up to this moment. But when Kamsa offended Nanda by saying, imprison him, and when Kamsa said, kill Vasudev and Ugrasena, he began to tremble. He looked as if any moment a terrible lion would jump out of him. And in his mind he decided to take Kamsa away from the earth. With one jump, Krishna jumped high through the arena. He really, you know, he had to jump for 50 meters. He came jumping and coming down on Kamsa. Whoa. It happened so quickly that no one noticed. Krishna was one moment here, now he's not there. Where is he? He's flying through the air. Kamsa immediately knew what was coming. He drew his sword and in quick movements slashed through the air, making an impenetrable wall of sword beads around him.
Sa pokretima
But Krishna was faster. He avoided the sword like Garuda avoids the attack of a snake.
Ali Krishna bio tako brz da je izbjegao napade zamahe mača isto kao što Garuda izbjegava napade zmije.
Then he stood before Kamsa.
I onda je stao pred Kamsu.
Do you know what he did?
Da li znate šta je uradio?
He knocked down the crown of King Kamsa.
Srušio je krunu sa pred glave kralja Kamsa.
Then he took him by the hair. By the hair, Kosha. And he threw him down from the royal dais into the wrestling arena. Then he jumped on the chest of King Kamsa. And he meditated. I am the shelter of the whole universe. And from that touch, King Kamsa left his body. Everything happened so quickly that the people of Mathura thought, our king has simply fainted and somehow he fell into the wrestling arena.
Građani Mature pomislili naš kralj se jednostavno onesvijestio i zbog toga je pao u hrvačku arenu.
Now the Lord, in order to announce to the world that Kamsa was actually dead, pulled him through the arena like a lion who drags a dead elephant around.
I onda gospodin da bi objavio svijetu da je kralj Kamsa mrtav, povukao je njegovo tijelo kroz arenu kao što lav.
He wanted to show this is the end of someone who offends my devotees.
On je želio pokazati, ovakav kraj čeka nekoga ko uvrijedi moje bhakte.
My dear devotees, what can we learn from this?
Moj dragi bhakte, šta mi možemo naučiti od ovoga?
Never offend Krishna's devotees.
Nikada ne uvrijedite Krishna's bhakte.
Never offend Krishna's devotees. Not in your mind. Not in your words. But especially not in your actions. Maybe we cannot always stop our mind from thinking a Kamsa thought. Maybe in the heat of our life we sometimes say a word which should not be said. But never ever should we attack the devotees of the Lord. So we will now sing a song in glorification of Krishna. I have a special guest here. It is our Gorane. Bravo! And he has brought with us, with him, a song about Krishna's sweetness. Please come here. This song is known as Namami Nanda Nandana.
Ova pjesma je poznata kao Namami Nanda Nandana.
Namami, yes, Namami.
Namami, Nanda Nandana.
So this means, my Lord, you are very auspicious. On your earrings, on your ears, you have kundalas or earrings made out of jewels.
Na svojim naušnicama, na svojim ušima nosiš naušnice koje su kundale napravljene od dragulja.
I bring my obeisances to the dancing son of Nanda Maharaj.
Odajem svoje ponizno poštovanje rasplesanom sinu Nanda Maharaj.
Your eyes are like lotus flowers.
Tvoje oči su poput lotusovih cvjetova.
And your beautiful limbs of your body are as beautiful as Koti. Koti means thousands of gods of love.
I tvoji prekrasni udovi tijela su lijepi poput Koti, a Koti znači hiljade bogova ljubavi.
You stand in a threefold bending form.
Ti stojiš u obliku koji je nagnut na tri mjesta.
And you are just, your body is just only sundari. It's so beautiful.
I tvoje tijelo je uvijek sundari, uvijek je tako lijepo.
So the way we sing this is, Garane will sing it for us, the songs, and then there is a refrain, Namami Nanda Nandana, and you will know when that refrain comes. So maybe you can put this microphone on the guitar.
It's okay, everything.
Yeah?
More than enough.
Okay.
Charu vajra mandala sukhana radna kundala suchachitanga chandana namami nandana. Nanda 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 amami nanda 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 amami nanda 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 amami nanda nanda nanda. Namami nanda 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 namami nanda 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 namami nanda 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 namami nanda nanda nanda.
Hare Rama, Srila Sachinanda Swami Ki.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There are two verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam which I would like to bring your attention to. Two verses which describe Krishna in a form in which he brings death to all materialists.
Na koje vam želim skrenuti vašu pažnju. To su stihovi koji opisuju Krišnin oblik u kojem on donosi smrt.
With great attention in the form of time, you suddenly come and seize the greedy person desiring material objects.
Sa velikom pažnjom u obliku vremena ti odjednom dolaziš izgradiš pohlepnu osobu koja želi za predmetnu ču.
The materialists are absorbed in material life.
Materialisti su apsorbirani u materialni život.
But just as a snake you come, licking your lips and grabbing the mouse.
Ali baš poput zmije dolaziš ti, oblizujući svoje usne i zgrabivši miša.
My dear devotees, for the materialist, Lord Krishna comes in the form of time.
Moj dragi bhakte, za materialiste, gospodin Krishna dolazi u ovom vremenu.
But for the devotee, Lord Krishna comes in a very sweet form.
Ali za bhakte, gospodin Krishna dolazi u veoma slatkom obliku.
The form which is most dear to him.
U obliku koji mu je najdraži.
And he comes at the time of his death and brings him back home, back to Godhead.
On dolazi u vrijeme patne smrti i vodi ga natrag kući, natrag Bogu.
Which form of God do you want? The form of time or the form playing his flute and smiling at you?
Koji oblik želite? Oblik vremena ili oblik u kojem se smiješi i svira svoj flaut?
There's a prayer. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Who wants to spoil his life? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshipped you.
Čak i naš otac i duhovni učitelj, gospodin Brahma, te je obožavao bez oklijevanja.
Let us worship that Namami Nanda Nandana.
Hajdemo obožavati obožavati tog Namami Nandananda.
What do you think, Bali?
Šta ti misliš, Bali?
Yes. When Kamsa's eight brothers saw what has happened, they all drew their swords and rushed into the arena at Krishna and Balaram.
Kada je Kamsinih osmorica braće vidjelo šta se desilo, svi su isukali svoje mačeve i trkom ušli u arenu da napadnu Krishna i Balarama.
Krishna thought, well, already my devotees have seen a few deaths here.
Krishna je pomislio, pa moje bakte su na ovom mjestu već vidjeli par smrti.
Let us make this a joyful event.
Hajdemo sada da ovo pretvorimo u radosnom događaju.
And he started to dance.
I počeo je plesati.
And when he touched people, they went into the kingdom of God.
I kako bi dodirnuo ljude, oni bi otišli u Božje kraljestvo.
The whole arena exploded in shouts of joy.
Cijela arena je eksplodirala u uzvicima Jai.
The music, please. Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Balaram.
Jai Shri
Balaram. Yes. The shouts of Jai went up to the upper planetary systems.
Da, uzvici Jai otišli su sve do viših planetarnih sistema.
The Devatas came down. And with great attention they threw streams of flowers down on Krishna. On Krishna Balaram. Everything began to smell like the perfume of the higher planets. Previously, even the Devatas were so afraid of Kamsa's extraordinary powers that they had not dared to send down rain of flowers and the sound of their kettle drums.
Prethodno, čak su se i polubogovi tako bojali moći kralja Kamsa da se nisu usuđivali poslati kišu cvijeća niti zvukove svojih bubnjeva.
Nanda Maharaj was so overwhelmed that he quickly sent two messengers to Vrindavan.
Nanda Maharaj je bio tako prepavljen da je brzo poslao dvije poruke u Vrindavan.
To inform the Brajvasis of Kamsa's death.
Da obavijesti Brajvasije o Kamsina smrti.
And the Vrindavan devotees, Krishna's Brajvasi devotees, immediately did what they always did, celebrate a festival.
I bakte iz Vrindavana, Brajvasi, su uradili ono što uvijek rade, odmah su proslavili festival.
They played such loud music that the music came to Mathura.
Da je muzika došla do Mature.
Thank you for your loud music. When the wives of King Kamsa heard and saw what had happened to their husbands, they at first became almost lifeless.
Kada su supruge kralja Kamse čule i vidjele šta se desilo, u prvom trenutku su postale skoro beživotne.
They said, they came to the dead body of the husband and they said, O Dharmagya, you are the knower of all Dharma.
Kada su prišle tijelu svog supruga, rekli su, O Dharmagya, ti si poznavalac Dharma.
You are the compassionate protector of the shelterless.
Ti si samilosni zaštitnik onih koji nemaju utočište.
With your death, all the glories of Mathura has come to an end.
Sa tvojom smrću, sve slave Mature su okončale.
But then they noticed, oh no, this is not true.
Ali onda su primijetili, ovo nije istina.
And he's no longer living. We don't need to flatter him anymore.
I on više nije među živima. Ne treba više da mu laskamo.
So they continued. Oh, dear one, you have been brought to this state of lifelessness because of your terrible violence against innocent creatures.
I onda su I one su nastavile govoriti: O dragi, ti si doveden u ovo užasno stanje beživotnosti zbog svoje užasne zbog svog užasnog nasilja prema nevinima.
Even the wives of Kamsa now told the truth because they had association with Krishna.
Čak su i Kamsine supruge u tom trenutku govorile istinu zato što su sada bile u Krishnom društvu.
My dear devotees, they said, by giving distress to others, one gets only distress.
Moj dragi bakte, rečeno je da ako dajemo uznemirenje drugima, onda dobivamo natrag samo uznemirenje.
But when one gives happiness to others, in due course of time, one receives happiness.
Ali kada osoba drugima daje sreću, onda tokom vremena osoba natrag dobija sreću.
Whatever you give now will be returned to you. My dear devotees, I feel this is so important. When you suffer and think, me, 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 and my life is so unfortunate, then I will ask you, have you given happiness to others? Today I sat in my room and an army of devotees came through. A 50% of them cried. I had tissue papers. And they cried, me, 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 and my life is so unhappy. Here in the summer camp I know what is real life. But when I go back to Belgrade, I go back to the graveyard. Me, 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 me. And I ask them, have you done anything for others? If you give happiness to others, happiness will come to you. You know, whenever sometimes journalists ask me, why are you always so happy? I saw you 10 years ago, you smiled, and even now you smile, although it's the financial crisis. And I'm telling them, my dear foolish journalists, listen very carefully about the happiness success formula. Give happiness to others. Then happiness will come to you. Kamsa gave distress to others and tortured innocent brahmanas and had little babies murdered because he thought, let's be sure and see that the 8th son of Vasudev is for sure not alive when he grows up.
Kamsa je ljudima dao samo uznemirenje, ubijao je nevine brahmane i ubijao je nevinu djecu, dao je da se oni ubiju. I to su djecu zato što je želio da se osigura, pomislio je da budemo sigurni da osmi sin Vasudeva će biti ubijen.
And all of a sudden Krishna stood before him, knocked down his jeweled crown.
I odjednom Krishna je stajao pred njim, srušio je njegovu krunu optočenu draguljima.
Threw him down from the throne.
Zbacio ga iz prijestolja.
Jumped on his chest.
Skočio na njegova prsa.
And thought, I'm the shelter of all universe. This is a burden. Just by Krishna thought, Kamsa was killed. So my dear devotees, at the end I want to say of this katha that Kamsa had two prominent wives.
Stoga, moj dragi bakte, na kraju ove Krishna kata želim reći sljedeće. Kamsa je imao dvije istaknute supruge.
They represented two types of fear.
One predstavljaju dvije vrste straha.
Kamsa was fear personified and his first wife I think her name was Akuti, was the fear of which appears in spiritual people when they think, what if I worship my whole life Krishna and at the end no one is there?
Kamsa je bio sami otjelovljeni strah i njegova prva supruga, mislim da je njeno ime bilo Akuti, je predstavljala strah koji se pojavljuje u srcima duhovnih ljudi koji pomišljaju sljedeće. Šta ako cijeli svoj život provedem obožavajući Krišnu i onda na kraju mog života niko nije tu?
Do you sometimes have this fear?
Da li vi ponekad imate taj strah?
That means Akuti has gone into your brain.
Ako imate, onda znači da je Akuti ušao u vaš mozak.
Prasuti, the second wife, is the fear that you think, what if there really is a Krishna, but I'm just so fallen, I can't attain him.
A Prasuti je bila njegova druga supruga i ona predstavlja strah koji znači, šta ako zaista postoji Krishna, ali ja sam tako pao, tako grešan, da ne mogu da ga dostignem.
Do you sometimes have this fear?
Da li ponekad imate ovaj strah?
That maybe you will never reach Krishna.
Možda nećete nikada dostići Krishna.
That's one of the wife of Kamsa's, this thought.
Ta misao predstavlja jednu od Kamsinih supruga.
Please give up all your shyness, my dear devotees.
Molim vas, moji dragi bhakte, odbacite svu svoju sramežljivost.
Know that Krishna is known as the friend of his devotees.
Znajte da je Krishna poznat kao prijatelj svojih bhakta.
He delivers you from fear.
On vas izbavlja, oslobađa od straha.
And he will take you to his lotus feet.
I on će vas odvesti do svojih lotusovih stopa.
At the end, I want to sing with you the song of Gopal Champu.
Na kraju želim zapivati jednu pjesmu zajedno sa vama, to je pjesma iz knjige Gopal Champu.
Text 12, huh? Sada si samaste nas samaste nasti samohana mala natana krita vishva vimohana. Malanatana krita vishvavimohana sadasi samastena enasti sammohana malanatana krita Vishva Vimohana. Vishva Mohana. O Lord, you went into the assembly in Mathura and bewildered everyone with your charm. O Lord, you shook with anger when Kamsa offended his elders.
O Gospodine, ti si sutresao od gnjeva kada je Kamsa uvrijedio starije od sebe.
O Lord, your glance looked like a thunderbolt.
O Gospodine, tvoj glas izgledao poput grmljavine.
O Kamsa Jaguru, Nindana Kampakula, Srishti vikirna yuti shampukala kamsa jaguru ninnana kampakula Drishti vikirna yuti Sampakakula. O Lord, you playfully jumped into the royal box. Making it shake. O Lord, your playful power made Kamsa shake in fear. Pluti lila krita manchaksho bakka krida vikrama kamsa chobakka pluti lila krita Mancha Shobaka Krida Vikrama Kamsa Shobaka. O Lord, you violently threw Kamsa from the royal box. O Lord, you killed Kamsa, the greatest sinner in the three worlds. Sahasa mancha kamsa nipataka tena drasta Srijagat Pataka Sahasa Mata Kamsa Nipataka Tena Dvasta Sriyata Pataka. O Lord, you remove everyone's sufferings. O Lord, you give liberation to Kamsa. O Lord, you wanted to prove to everyone that Kamsa was finally dead. And you dragged him here and there. In this way, my Lord, you revealed that you are the strongest of the strong. O Vishranti Pati Kamsa Kashaka Vyanjita Nijabala Vala Yatra Shaka Sadim Prati Kamsa Kashaka Oh Eha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now comes a very important last part. Please turn to your neighbor. Has everyone found a neighbor? Now please discuss the following question with your neighbor. What impressed me most about how Krishna dealt with the demon Kamsa? What fascinated me the most about Krishna's character, how he moved and acted? Maybe Bali will say, well, he is the best ninja. So you have 3 minutes, full strength discussion is now important. Don't leave. After this comes one very important announcement.
Imate 3 minute da razgovarate o tome i onda kasnije nemojte otići zato što posle ovoga imamo veoma važnu obavijest.
Start now.
So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. My discussion partner said, what impressed me the most is the easiness in which Krishna just disposed of this terrible demon who was the terror of the world. The easiness. This is what Goranath said.
Yes.
So I want to thank you very much for thinking about Krishna today. A very important announcement now. Actually two. The first is this evening we will start after the arati. I would say around 7:45. We will give a presentation on the Vedic Way, a PowerPoint presentation. And afterwards we will have a fantastic drama which was originally played in Ter Kadamba in Vrindavan. I know this drama and therefore I can say it's really, really something special and spectacular.
Ja znam ovu dramu i zbog toga mogu reći ona je stvarno, stvarno nešto posebno i spektakularno.
And the evening, of course, will be concluded by the Dvevnik, the news.
I naravno večer ćemo završiti sa Dnevnikom.
I would be very happy if you can come to that, to this whole evening.
Ja bih bio veoma sretan ako biste mogli doći da prisustvujete cijeloj večeri.
A second announcement.
A sada druga obavijest.
Tomorrow is our 12-hour kirtan day.
Sutra je naš dan 12-satno kirtana.
We have a list of wonderful kirtaniyas.
Imamo cijeli spisak divnih kirtanija.
Kirtaniyas from Sarajevo are just now sitting in their shaky Bosnian cars and trying to get here.
Kirtanije iz Sarajeva upravo u ovom trenutku ulaze u svoja
from South Africa, the southern tip of South Africa, Kadamba Kanana Swami is sitting in the jet or the Boeing or whatever it is, and is just jet setting here for that kirtan only.
Na južnom dijelu Afrike, na tom južnom rogu Afrike, upravo u ovom trenutku Kadamba Kanana Maharaj je u mlaznom avionu ili u Boeingu ili bilo čemu i pokušava da tim mlaznom brzinom dođe ovamo samo zbog tog kirtana sutra.
Tomorrow is our chance to sing out our heart to Krishna.
Sutra je naša prilika da svojim srcem potpuno zatvorimo Krishna.
I would request you that you all come and pick a flower, bring a flower with you.
Želim zamoliti sve vas, zatražiti od vas da sutra uberete po cvijet i sa tim cvijetom dođete na kirtan.
Tomorrow in the lecture I will in the it will be a tuning in the morning program lecture.
Sutra na jutarnjoj lekciji imat ćemo program uštimavanja.
I will tell you how this event will look like.
Ja ću vam objasniti kako će taj događaj izgledati.
But for now I request you to please prepare yourself.
Ali za sada samo tražimo od vas da se molim vas pripremite.
Be well rested, well fed.
Dobro se odmorite, budite dobro hranjeni.
Of course, you can eat during the kirtan. There's enough prasadam for all of us. But I just mean, be in good shape.
Naravno, vi možete i tokom dana častiti prasadam, bit će dovoljno prasadama i da budemo radili kirtan, ali ono što želim reći sa ovim jeste da budete u dobrom stanju.
And I guarantee you, you will not see the world with the same eyes after the 12-hour kirtan.
I onda vam garantira da svijet nećete gledati istim očima nakon 12-satnog kirtana.
So for now, I will see you all at 7:45.
Za sada vidimo se ponovo zajedno u 15 minuta do
8. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki Go Premanandi.